from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo, topping our report this hour. What is that clear liquid falling from the sky? Yes, it's rain, which has been welcome news for the fire crews battling multiple wildfires around New Jersey. Rain has been falling on that massive wildfire on the New Jersey-New York border. It's also helping to tamp down two new fires in Burlington and Ocean counties. Both the Big Rusty Fire in Haynesport and the Lakewood Country Club Fire in Lakewood are fully contained. But another 14-year-old boy is now being charged with purposely starting a brush fire in South Jersey.
The teen from the Marlton section of Evesham Township is charged with aggravated arson and causing or risking widespread injury or damage. The boy is accused of taking part in starting a fire on October 30th that eventually scorched more than 50 acres on the border of Evesham and Berlin Township. Another 14-year-old boy was arrested in connection to the fire earlier this month. Authorities are investigating whether the fire is linked to a November 7th fire near Sycamore Drive that burned 375 acres. Kristen Marks, New Jersey 101.5 News.
President-elect Trump is cheering the life sentence of a Venezuelan migrant who was convicted of killing a Georgia nursing student. Trump posting on Truth Social Wednesday, quote, "Justice for Lake and Riley" in all caps. A Georgia judge had found 26-year-old Jose Ibarra guilty on all charges for the February killing. Ibarra had crossed the border illegally in 2022 and was released by border officials while his immigration case was awaiting review. On Wednesday, Ibarra was sentenced to life in prison without parole. A long-awaited attraction for all ages is opening very soon.
The new Edelman Fossil Park and Museum will open its doors in Mantua this upcoming March. Rowan University says its jaw-dropping exhibits will bring the age of dinosaurs roaring back to life with real-size depictions of creatures that called the Mid-Atlantic seaboard home 66 million years ago. The fossil park sits 40 feet above a quarry where the bones of more than 100 species have been found. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News time is 8:02. Fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News time, 8:09. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
So the big band of steady to heavy rain has moved out of New Jersey. However, we still have some wet, inclement weather on the way today. Scattered light rain is likely through this morning and this afternoon, especially to the north and east. In southern New Jersey, we may very well see some peaks of sun today. It's going to stay breezy and cool no matter where you are. Temperatures stuck in the 40s. Continuing chance of showers tonight could be first snowflakes of the season in northwestern New Jersey. Lows tonight mid-30s and a chilly day tomorrow, only in the lower 40s with mostly cloudy skies. One final push of showers late day tomorrow. New Jersey weather made possible by Shore Casual Furniture, New Jersey's premier American-made hardwood furniture source. They make it all, formal or casual. Get the perfect pieces customized to fit your decor. Visit their showroom on Route 35 North in Oakhurst and online at shorecasualfurniture.com.
Right now, Andover, 42 degrees. It's 48 in Monroe. Seaside Heights, 46. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.